You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Andrew Dahl, the CEO of Zevo Bioscience, a biotech ag tech R&D company engaged in the commercialization of nutritional and medicinal products derived from proprietary algal strains. Mr. Dahl, a pleasure to have you with us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
My pleasure.
So if you would, for starters, Mr. Dahl, tell us about your background and why algae.
Well, I've been in the biotech, biomed, business planning and development consulting side of it for quite a long time. And Zevo Bioscience actually was a consulting job for me that turned into a full-time endeavor when we began to look at all the different aspects of the intellectual property that this company had, and then what the market opportunities were that had presented themselves, because algae, you know, sort of on its own is, you know, can be used for so many different purposes in so many different markets.
Now, as recent headlines show, consumers are trying to add more plants into their diets, and plant-based protein is a prominent attraction in this area. To what extent can developers of algae strains capitalize on this trend and fulfill consumer demand?
Right. Well, you know, like I said, there's a whole bunch of different market opportunities, because algae is, you know, so flexible in terms of the products that you can derive from it. I mean, at this point, there are, you know, 72,000 species of algae that we know of, and probably double that yet to be discovered and classified. Of that number, I'm going to say tops 24 of them have been cultivated for food or medicine over the last few centuries. So, you know, in a way, it's both daunting and exciting that, you know, every single one of these species seems to have its own possibilities as a new drug or a new micronutrient or a great source of healthy proteins, or even something like a source of bioplastics that can biodegrade in landfills. So there's a whole bunch of uses for this stuff. And then, you know, we focus, our company's focus is on health and nutritional benefits that are provided by the algae strains that we've developed. And they produce what are called non-starch polysaccharides and phytogenic compounds that are really not only a good nutritional source, but also help to boost immune response in humans and animals. We've also found that it promotes joint health, muscle recovery after exertion. Essentially, using the same, you know, immune pathways to achieve these health effects.
Also, what is the overall size of the addressable market for algae-based products for consumer and animal health? Get into some of those details, if you would.
Okay. Well, there's two ways to look at the addressable market. One is in terms of conquest. In other words, where it can substitute for existing products. So, in protein bars, in veggie drinks, in smoothies, meal replacements, and things like that, where you're looking for high quality protein, you know, you're talking about billion-dollar markets here. If you combine all the different food and beverage verticals, so it's really kind of limited only by how far you want to take that, so what I'll call the replacement or conquest scenario. And then in terms of just totally new products that could be possible, I mean, what's the market for a great tasting guilt-free snack with no calories? I mean, I that's something you can't even calculate in terms of where you could go with something like that. So, you know, there's so many different market niches that algae can fill. We're essentially looking at it from attacking it on the high value applications first. So we look at nutraceuticals, supplements, additives, pigments, therapeutic agents, ingredients in functional foods. So you start with the highest value stuff, and then you work your way down to the more commodified stuff like a high quality protein. I'll just give you an example. Blue food dye, artificial blue food dye has been is being phased out. There is a form of algae that produces a natural blue food dye that is also an excellent antioxidant. That's now driven up the price. It's called phycocyanin. That's driven up the price of any algae that can produce that food dye because that will now replace the artificial stuff that has been shown to be carcinogenic. So you have multi-million dollar, you know, food verticals right now. Poultry, a poultry feed ingredient, for an example, that segment for just the phytogenic market is a $750 million segment today and growing.
And certainly do appreciate your thorough response there. Now, is the current state of technology of algae production in the U.S. capable of satisfying the potentially widespread consumption of algae-based products by humans and animals? And if not, how long do you estimate it would take for production methods to be scaled up to this extent?
Okay. Well, in the U.S., the short answer is no. Algae production, or algaculture as it's called, is really in its infancy here in the U.S. Now, in Southeast Asia, India, China, you know, they're the world leaders in algae production, and they've been cultivating algae for hundreds of years. Now, where the U.S. and Europe might be able to catch up and maybe hopefully surpass the rest of the world is in mechanizing that production, you know, really applying cutting-edge technology to cultivation and processing. But I still think that that could take a few years to realize. Now, we as a company are actively working on compressing that time frame, first by, you know, aggressively marketing our proprietary algae strain to algae producers in China and India so we can bring it back here and put it into as many different products as we can, you know, and then we look at funding and developing, you know, production technologies that'll bring the cost down and drive the yield or the productivity up.
Quite informational today. We are joined by Mr. Andrew Dahl, the CEO of Zevo Bioscience, a biotech, ag tech, R&D company here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what are some of the major roadblocks in the way of acceptance of algae-based products as a large-scale commercial category within the U.S., both on the part of manufacturers and on the part of the consumer?
Well, I mean, the acceptance is here, but, you know, or at least there's a lot of interest in algae, but there's no capacity to produce. So if the supply isn't ample and reliable, the manufacturers are really, you know, kind of wary of integrating algae into their products. You know, no one wants to spend a bunch of money on product development and marketing and then the ingredient isn't available to put into, you know, a runaway hit. You know, no one really is arguing against the health or nutritional benefits of algae, but until availability opens up, the costs come down a bit, you know, I don't, you know, fault the manufacturers for being a little bit slow on bringing products based on algae to market. And then I think all consumers would welcome what algae offers, which is a non-GMO, antibiotic-free, pesticide and herbicide free, mercury free, non-soy source of high quality protein with lots of natural vitamins and micronutrients like our algae strain. You know, now it's a bit of a catch-22, but we think that if we lead with innovative product concepts like we're developing, we may be able to break that logjam and start to see more and more algae introduced into the food supply.
Now, what types of algae-based products has Zevo been focusing on to this date, and how might they fulfill needs in nutrition and health for animals and humans?
Well, our Zevo's primary short-term focus has been animal feed and animal health, but we're working really in parallel to bring human functional food ingredients and nutraceutical ingredients to the market as well. So on the animal side, our first application has been poultry feed because so many people are demanding antibiotic-free chicken, and also because the American poultry industry intends to increase production by 28% over the next few years, and that puts a huge demand on the feed supply and how to make that feed more efficient and more healthy so that you're taking healthy chickens to market. And then on the human side, we're going to start out with the vegan-based food and beverage ingredients. So in that case, we'd be supplying a high-quality, plant-based food ingredient to the brand name marketers so they can boost, if you look at, your average veggie smoothie or veggie drink, not a lot of calories, not a lot of fiber, not a lot of vitamins that would be naturally occurring. So by introducing our ingredient in, even in small quantities, you can boost the nutritional profile of these drinks.
Lastly, Mr. Dowell, what single message would you like most to convey to food manufacturers and nutrition companies that are considering integrating algae-based products into their offerings?
Well, the single message would probably be identify an algae producer that has met all the regulatory standards and is dedicated to supplying a quality ingredient. Partner with that producer and find opportunities to work together profitably while that producer scales up their production to meet your demand. Maybe it's a limited production run of a seasonal product, maybe it's a small brand or a totally new product category, but I think that's what it's going to take to build and develop algae as a mainstream nutritional ingredient. And that forward-looking manufacturer, whoever that may be, could have an entire market vertical all to itself.
Well, Mr. Dowell, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for what you're doing in this space. Where can listeners connect with you and get more details on Zevo Bioscience?
Yes, I encourage folks to visit our site, Zevo, Z-I-V-O, Bioscience, one word, .com, to get more of the story.
Easy enough. Again, Mr. Dowell, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on EPN. Much appreciated.
Thanks for inviting me in.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Andrew Dowell, the CEO of Zevo Bioscience, a biotech, agtech, R&D company engaged in the commercialization of nutritional and medicinal products derived from proprietary algal strains. And for all the details, visit zevobioscience.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.